Here's Chris Lindsay. He's the senior legislative counsel for the Marijuana Policy Project. He's pro states' rights on this. He wants Illinois to be able to sell it medicinally at least, and the rest to be left alone. He works with lawmakers in this state on this very topic. Hi, Chris. It's John, and you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. How are you?
Very good. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
So jump into this conversation. Having heard all of that, what do you want to say first?
Well, I guess I would start by saying that, boy, how unproductive and harmful is this statement? You know, here we are in the midst of working with states all around the country as they ramp up regulations. For the first time, law enforcement has basically transparent access into companies that cultivate, process, test, transport cannabis. These are all the types of entities that get regulated by state regulators now in Illinois and many, many other states. So here comes the federal government saying, you know what? We're not comfortable with that. We could go after any one of y'all. And so that's terrible news for anybody that's really working hard at trying to do this. It's great news if you're in a legalization state and you're part of the underground market, because that means that your legal competition now better be scared. Incredibly counterproductive.
What is the federal government going to do, though? I mean, all we've had is words so far from Jeff Sessions. And by the way, the president on the campaign trail, I clicked through on this today on at least three separate occasions, asked specifically about this issue. Donald Trump, as candidate, said it's a states' rights issue. We shouldn't get involved. But now that that's evidently changed, what do you think the government's going to do?
Right. Well, yeah, you're right. That is a complete reversal from what we've heard from then-candidate Trump. But, you know, what is the state going to do? What can it do? Well, it can introduce this whole new layer of uncertainty. You know, it was the case that if you had a state like Illinois that had a very, very regulated system and you complied with those regulations, then you could have some measure of comfort that the federal government wasn't going to come knocking on your door.
Mm-hmm.
I think that certainly, and I want to be clear on this, certainly when it comes to medical marijuana, this statement that Sessions put out last week is not going to change that equation. And that's because of actions that Congress has already taken to protect medical marijuana states and the businesses that operate them. What is at risk would really be the legalization type activities that are out there. And to your point, what can the federal government do? Is it going to march into these highly regulated businesses? They're often highly supported by their communities. The local governments are getting taxes. They're paying for programs. Is the DEA going to go in and start raiding these businesses when you've got, you know, illegal cartels growing on federal lands?
So
this just seems kind of nonsensical.
The statement from the Attorney General said then that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that he would leave it up to each individual U.S. attorney. So let's go to California, where I don't know how many different judicial districts there are. There are different U.S. attorneys, but any one of them in the state could then begin to take action, or the same in Colorado or I think Oregon. Have you heard from any of those attorneys general any indication that they might do that?
There have been, the most that we hear would just simply be kind of the plain vanilla, we will enforce federal law. So it doesn't say, okay, folks, get ready, it's coming. It tends to be on the sort of generic type boilerplate language you might hear from lawyers or prosecutors.
Yeah, but I think you would only need one activist, one angry mom whose kid got caught up in the spiral of drugs to say, I live in Colorado, this is crap, the government now said this is illegal, and the government now said they're going to enforce it. I could just, do you see what I'm saying? Don't you see how that could spiral into action that maybe even that attorney general doesn't want, but his boss said you need to do?
Yeah, there are some U.S. attorneys, in particular in Colorado, that have said, look, we're not changing our policy. This is working here. And it's exactly for the reasons
I laid out. You've got transparent businesses that are engaged in this, and the black market's moving out. It's been drastically reduced since all this stuff happened. That's a win for Colorado. What's the U.S. attorney going to do? Create more upheaval and a market for on the underground to move in? It's really just kind of a ridiculous situation to expect U.S. attorneys to somehow tear down the regulations that are actually going up right now.
Well, what should happen with the regulations, Chris? I mean, then do you support at least what Jeff Sessions said in principle? Let the local U.S. attorneys decide if they're going to prosecute it. And locally, they have a feel for it. And if, as you said, it's working, maybe they won't and should not. But maybe if it's disintegrating, maybe they should. Should that control be ceded to the states, as Sessions said?
Well, it should be ceded to the states. The issue is all the maybes that you just included in that whole description, and that's the problem. We need to get rid of the question marks and all of the sort of the uncertainties. So here is what my proposal would be. We've got an amendment that's already been adopted by Congress that protects places like Illinois. The Department of Justice, the DEA could not run into Illinois and start raiding businesses that are following state law because of the work that Congress has done. It's called the Rohrabacher-Farr Amendment. And as long as that's in place, we're in good shape in Illinois and other places that have medical. What we want is to see Congress adopt a similar measure that includes also the legalization states. And that's referred to as the McClintock-Polis Amendment. And so what my organization and others are doing right now is working very hard to encourage Congress to adopt the McClintock-Polis Amendment and give all of these states the additional protections they need. We get rid of the question marks. We know exactly where we stand. That's very important.
Yeah. Wasn't the Rohrabacher, though, isn't that amendment subject to change? I mean, it's only temporary and has to be renewed, and I think the renewal is up right around now, isn't
right,
it?
Right, right. And March, I think, is the final date for it.
That's right. It does need to be renewed. We think that there's going to be that renewal coming. What we want to see is the additional protections put in place. Now, let's say that those protections don't happen. I'm talking my wish list here. I still don't think the federal government's going to go after anybody for all of the reasons that we've said. We may have a random U.S. attorney engage in some random activities around the country, but really history is moving on. I just don't think Sessions and others like him really know that yet.
Well, I also suppose he's working for a law and order boss. I mean, it's not inconsistent with the tone and rhetoric of this administration to say and try and do something like this. A, it is the law. B, we don't like lawbreakers. Ask El Salvadorans. And C, if we think that somehow drug use is connected to crime, then we ought to shore that up, whatever that means. So give me a reaction to that in a minute. On a phone line is Chris Lindsay. He's the senior legislative counsel for the Marijuana Policy Project. He works with Illinois lawmakers on this sort of thing, and we're wondering what Jeff Sessions' comments mean for you and for me. Here we only have medicinal. He thinks we're pretty insulated. Final question for our guest. Chris, just talk to me for a second about the complication of it's against the federal law. This is a law and order administration. So what are they supposed to do with regard to marijuana sales?
Well, they're also a states' rights administration that's talked about the value of letting citizens decide for themselves what's best. And so that's what we think the federal government should do under the circumstances. Reality is that these regulations are working. Why would the federal government intervene now?
I'm going to call you again probably in a week or so. We'll just see, you know, when the next sort of wrinkle in all of this unfolds. Because so far we've seen no action, just some rhetoric. But I know you're tapped in on this. And we appreciate your work and your time this afternoon, Chris.
Thanks very much.
Chris Lindsay is the senior legislative counsel for the Marijuana Policy Project. He's the one that's trying to help Illinois lawmakers make sense of this.